नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू श्रीमद् भागवतम डिस्कशन। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 74, entitled The Deliverance of Shishupal, verse number 46, 47, 48. Verse 46.
Janmatrayanugunita Vairasambrabdayadhiya ध्यायं स्तन्मयतां यातो भावो हि भवकारणम्। जन्मत्रयानुगुणिता वैरसं संरब्धया धिया ध्यायं स्तन्मयतां यातो भावो हि भवकारणम्। जन्मत्रयानुगुणिता वैरसंरब्धया धिया ध्यायं स्तन्मया तन्मयतां यातो भावो हि भवकारणम्। जन्मत्रयानुगुणिता वैरसंरब्धया धिया ध्यायस्तन्मया तं यातो भावो हि भवकारणम्। जन्मत्रयानुगुणिता वैरसंरब्धया धिया ध्यायस्तन्मयतां व्यातो भावो हि भवकारणम्। लेडीज, जन्मत्रयानुगुणित द्वैरब्धया धिया ध्यायस्तन्मयतां व्यातो भावो हि भवकारणम्। जन्म, बर्थ्स, त्रय, त्री, अनुगुणित, एक्सटेंडिंग थ्रू, वैर बाय एनमिटी, संरब्धया ऑब्सेस्ड, धिया विथ अ मेंटालिटी, ध्यायन मेडिटेटिंग, तत्मयताम oneness with him, yatah attained, bhavah one's attitude, He, indeed, Bhava of rebirth, Karanam, the cause. Translation. Obsessed by the hatred of Lord Krishna, throughout three lifetimes, Shishupal attained the Lord's transcendental nature. Indeed, one's consciousness determines one's future birth. Purport. Shishupal and his friends Dantavakra, who will be killed by Krishna in chapter 78, were previously Jay and Vijay to gatekeepers in Vaikunth. Because of an offense, the four Kumaras cursed them to take three births in the material world as demons. The first birth was as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, the second as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and the third as Shishupal and Dantavakra. In each birth, they were completely absorbed in enmity towards the Lord and were slain by Him. Srila Prabhupada explains the position of Shishupal as follows. Although Shishupal acted as the enemy of Krishna, he was not for a single moment out of Krishna consciousness. He was always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Thus he got first the salvation of Sayujya Mukti, merging into the existence of the Supreme, and finally became reinstated in his original position of personal service. The Bhagavad Gita corroborates the fact that one who is absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Lord at the time of death immediately enters in the kingdom of the Lord after quitting his material body. The third and seventh cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam elaborately describe the incident wherein the Lord's personal associates were cursed to come to the material world as his enemies. In this connection, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verse from Bhagavatam 7.1.47. Vairanubandha tritivrena dhyane nachitta satmatam nitau punar harer parshvam jagmathur Vishnu parshadau. These two associates of Lord Vishnu, Jay and Vijay, maintained a feeling of enmity for a very long time because of always thinking of Krishna in this way. They gained the shelter of the Lord, having returned home back to Godhead. Text 47, I will read myself. Ritvigyabhya sasadat sebhyo dakshinam vipula madat sarvan sampujya vidivaccha kreva avabhrutame karat. Translation. Emperor Yudhishthir gave generous gifts to the sacrificial priest and the members of the assembly, properly honoring them all the manner, properly honor them all in the manner prescribed by the Vedas. Then he took the avabhruta bath. Text 48. Sadhayitva kratuhu radnyaha Krishno yogeshwareshwaraha uvasa katichid masan surudhi bharabhiyachitaha. Thus Sri Krishna, the Lord of all masters of mystic yoga, saw to the successful execution of this great sacrifice on behalf of King Yudhishthir. Afterwards, the Lord stayed with his intimate friends for a few months at their earnest request. Purport. Although Lord Krishna is the master of all masters of yoga, such as Lord Shiva, still he was controlled by King Yudhishthir's pure love. Thus the Lord personally saw to the successful completion of the king's sacrificial performance, and after that he agreed to stay with his dear friends in Indraprastha for a few more months. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपकदामय्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Narrations of the All Merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead continues in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada is recapitulating all the essence of the story, that how Jai Vijay were cursed by the four Kumaras. And the word is used as cursed. They were not blessed to go and take birth on earth. They were cursed to go and take birth on earth. In fact, they had bargained with 7 devotee births against 3 demon births. And they chose to be averse to the Lord for 3 births rather than 7 long births of devotee. So, but we don't feel like we are cursed to be here. We feel we are blessed to be here. Blessed to be human beings on earth. Blessed to be having facility to enjoy everything in a more sophisticated way. But they were very unhappy to get cursed like that. There is another story which I remember, that there were 3 Mahasatis in spiritual world. One time they went to meet Vishnu. And they also did not offer obeisances to 4 Kumaras. So they were also cursed to take birth on earth. And they were also feeling very sad. And what will you do? Even when Shantanu and Ganga Devi were also cursed in heavenly planets, when they did some mistake, they were cursed to go down and take birth. Ashtavasus were cursed down to take, cursed to go down and take birth. All of them were feeling very sad. We need to think on this point, that we seem to be very happy here actually. We seem to be very happily attempting to enjoy. But actually, the demigods or the great personalities on higher planets, they don't feel happy to be here actually. They actually, it's like when we see pigs, what do we feel? Suppose in Vrindavan you are walking around a drainage pipe and a pig is inside and suddenly he comes out and shakes his body. How do you feel? You will run away. You feel so disgusting. But for him, he is enjoying. Similarly, when we appear to be attempting to enjoy, demigods are feeling disgusted. The way this scene is for us as the pigs, the same way the scene is for them. Foul-smelling bodies and very temporary kind of low quality of happiness that we are given over here. So constantly we have to think that we are not the ultimate here. There are people who look down upon us, the way we live here. So they lived here, and in the guise of being demons or enemies of the Lord, they were acting inimically, but internally they were constantly meditating on the Lord. Externally acting in the drama of the Lord, to help the Lord to manifest His glories and compassion to His devotees. So they actually, in one sense, they were cursed, no doubt. We should always think like that. But internally speaking, they were actually blessed by being with the Lord in His pastimes. Who would be always there at the gate, they would be there with the Lord in the material world in a more intimate way. And perform and assist Him in His pastimes on earth. Get the benefit of one-to-one combat with the Lord. Get to satisfy the Lord in His virarasa, His chivalry that He has. Lord cannot fulfill His chivalry in Goloka because everybody is so loving, so loving, so loving. At the most you can have Marathi mein kehte na, lutu putuchi ladai. That means it's less like a fun, how as a father I will fight with my son and get defeated also. It's like that. So that there is no real fun and satisfaction of the chivalry aspect of the personality of Godhead. So He has to
arranged in such a way. Some of his chosen devotees, he will arrange for a curse or whatever reason. They go down and develop a very dramatic, inimical mood. And then Lord comes with weapons, sometimes without weapons, and really kills them, has a very wonderful battle, sometimes 28 days, sometimes 35 days, sometimes all means, fully fulfills his desire. So it's a very wonderful blessing in one sense. So the point to note is that we shouldn't try to be proud and be happy in the material world. At the same time, when unpleasant things happen in life, for example, getting cursed because of not offering obeisances, all the time we don't have to think that, why I am cursed, why me only, why they are suffering like this, what wrong I have done. We have to understand there is always a higher plan behind that. And we may not understand every time what the higher plan is. Father may not reveal to you when you are 3-year-old what plans he has. Why he is sending me to school? Every day I have to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I want to play. There is so much suffering is there. My parents are forcing me to leave home and go to school with unknown people. So child's consciousness may not allow him to understand the higher plan that the parents have out of compassion and love for him. Similarly, when we suffer actually physically, at that time we may not understand what is the plan. But with the association of devotees, when we hear the message of the Lord, we must, through this method, develop faith that whatever is happening, which may be unpleasant and painful to me, is never actually bad for me. It's not sometimes not good, sometimes not bad. It's always good for us. And when we develop that faith, then Lord also has ease to act upon us. To the degree we feel it is bad for us, to that degree we are struggling with the plan of the Lord. We are struggling with the quantity of the mercy that is in store for you through those events. But when we have faith and we say, yes, my Lord, I accept whatever you send. I do not understand why, but I accept with faith. And not only accept, I thank you, my Lord. Please accept my gratitude. With heart filled with gratitude, I thank you for giving me whatever you have given me. When we say that, then the full bout of mercy planned for you becomes available to you and becomes manifest in your consciousness, in your behavior, in your service, in your being. The mercy manifests. So let us all pray to the Lord, because it is not easy to say thank you when we are suffering. And somebody is having cancer all over the body, paining like anything, no medicines working. To say thank you to the Lord is a little difficult. But it is possible with previous knowledge that we have received, and it is possible by the company of the devotees that are around us. The devotees who are around us, if you take shelter of them in the time of misery, then they will give you strength to be able to accept, to be able to thank the Lord. So it's a beautiful story actually. It has allowed the Lord to perform 3 different pastimes at 3 different yugas, the most magnanimous way that we are chanting the glories of the pastimes of the Lord, of these particular 3 incarnations of the Lord, for ages to come. Right from Satya Yuga, we are blessed to hear the stories. Even children are enacting dramas of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Narsingh Bhagwan, and we have been again and again relishing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced 300 times at Tota Gopinath, hearing these pastimes. So it is maybe externally a curse, but internally it's a great blessing. Not only for Jay and Vijay, for all the humanity to come. What the devotees think that if I have to go through some suffering, and by that way if whole the world, universe is going to be benefited, I don't mind it. It's not only going to please my Lord, but it's going to uplift so many conditioned souls in the material world. So you see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, Srila Prabhupada also mentioning that they maintained this enmity, but because of that consciousness, one beautiful line here, indeed, one's consciousness determines one's future birth. How important is this consciousness? Ultimately, what matters is this consciousness only and nothing else. When Daksha lost his head, he was given a goat head. But Srila Prabhupada so beautifully explains in the further verses that Then he was in his own senses properly, and he was praising Lord Shiva and he was praising Lord Vishnu and everybody else. It didn't appear like goat is speaking. It doesn't appear like goat's brain is being utilized for offering these wonderful prayers. It is the consciousness of Daksha that offered the prayers. So it didn't actually matter whether he had a goat head or a horse head or any other head. So Srila Prabhupada brings a very beautiful point there, that whatever body we may be in, the consciousness that we have or we develop, that actually matters for your current existence and the future progress. Even when Jad Bharat, in his dear birth, he was in dear birth, but because he had earned the consciousness in King Bharat's time, in his King Bharat lifetime, that carried forward as a deer, and he had all the consciousness of King Bharat along with the cognizance of the mistake that he did, which didn't allow him to make mistake further. And that development of consciousness led him to Jad Bharat situation. It's like a crazy person externally, but internally the whole developing consciousness was along with helping him to go along. And there are so many, many more examples can be cited. The point is that whether we have crippled body, whether we have beautiful body, whether we have apparently educated situation or uneducated situation, what actually matters in connection with the Lord is the consciousness that we have. And surprisingly and most fortunately, what does the Lord look at? He's only looking at your consciousness. He doesn't look at anything else. We may do something very gorgeously in His service, we may do something very simplistically in His service. He is not impressed by the simplistic way or the gorgeous way. He is simply impressed with the consciousness that with which we do. That's why he enjoyed at the Bahulashwar's house and also Shuddhadev's house. At the same time, same situation, same incarnation. Huh? So if our Lord is going to look at only our consciousness, how much we have to work hard to develop this consciousness. Things may come and go, sufferings may come, happiness may come, sukh and dukh may come and go. But what will carry with you, what will carry you forward, is the consciousness. And all this wonderful human lifetime is for developing that consciousness, because the facility for developing that consciousness is only given in human life. And no other life that facility of developing consciousness is given. The consciousness is given to you as a dog, then you live as a dog in a dog consciousness and go further into another evolved species, and then that consciousness as per the body, and it goes on. There is no facility for manipulating, working on that. Only when you become human being is a facility, that now that you can think about how to mold this consciousness. What do you want? You want to become a sense gratification person, or you want to become a devotee of the Lord? You want to entangle yourself in sense gratification that you never got before in animal species? Or you want to just get out of this sense gratification cycle, chakra, once and for all, with the facility and time given to you? And how does this consciousness matter? Like you see, a poet sees a deer, then immediately he takes paper and starts writing poetry on the beautiful darshan of the deer. And a tiger sees the deer, tiger doesn't take paper and start writing poetry. Tiger sees that is my breakfast. This is how we can understand consciousness. How does consciousness? It's like a LIC agent sees you, he will think how to sell policy to him. Doctor sees you, he says how to get a business from him. Businessman sees you, how to sell products to you. A young girl sees you, she wants to marry you. Young boy sees you, different things are there. So whatever is there here, always manifests. So we have to be very careful about our thoughts. And these thoughts can be molded very beautifully and favorably in this human lifetime. By the great blessing that we have received is the association of devotees. When we come in the company of devotees, there is a beautiful arrangement, most wonderful arrangement for changing our consciousness. Our intelligence, our IQ may not change. Our other things may not change. Your economy may not change. Your family conditions may not change. But by the company of devotees, our consciousness will definitely change. If we take that association sincerely and seriously,
It's not that we are hearing for the first time, but we need to hear it again and again. Because this association of devotees in human lifetime, which is itself rare, in that rare human lifetime, this association is also very, very, very rare. Previous times it was every evening they would get association at the home level only. Now we have to travel some distance. Now also we are so busy. It takes so much time to earn money and feed your belly. Not like before. You know, 4 months you work and 8 months you have satsang. Nowadays 12 hours in a day you have to work all 12 months in a year. Hardly any holiday you get, you're so exhausted. So in such situation, the association of devotees is becoming very rare actually. The factually as per the scriptures, and even physically and realistically also it is very difficult. So we have to take these things very seriously. And sometimes when we are not physically with devotees, we have Srila Prabhupada with us. We have saintly persons with us through their literature that you have written. So association is rare, but those who want it, for them it is also available regularly. Even if you can't come to temple so far, maybe it is far for you. Every day one can read one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam and be with Srila Prabhupada for some time, directly, one to one, and get the benefit of change of consciousness. And what does Srimad Bhagavatam say? Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Prayeshu, almost all abhadra that is there can be vanquished. And unshakable devotion to the Lord, which is the manifestation of the developed consciousness, can be established in the heart. And today, this year is the 50th year of our ISKCON movement. Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON. Now we saw our dear Russian friend devotee was chanting Guru Puja, and then very precisely with beautiful pronunciation he chanted Premadhanvi, Premadhvani. This is Prabhupada's miracle. The company of a devotee, what can it do to the lives of all of us? This is the example. Few minutes of association, maybe, I don't know, few hours maybe, at Moscow, incognito, in hotel room, with one Russian devotee. And in the Iron Curtain times, KGB times, most difficult. That association made Bhagavad Gita being smuggled in Russia. In the course of time, Russia divided. It became open for spirituality. And today we have almost 40 temples and thousands of devotees. And everybody is overwhelmed with the presence of Russian and Chinese devotees in the holy places like Mayapur and Vrindavan. So much so that there is a separate Russian class to be announced in the month of Kartik. Hindi, English and Russian, and sometimes Chinese also. You can imagine. That is the influence of association of few hours some time ago, long time back, at two incognito has caused. The same personality is available to us through his books. It should also cause such kind of miracles in our life also. But maybe we think we are Indians and we are very fortunate anyways. Our birth is also fortunate. But those who are bereft of this so-called fortune that we have, for them it is desperate condition. I had one time in the I camp, Barsana I camp, 50 Chinese devotees. And we were in some critical situation in the camp. Something has conked off and operations has stopped. So we were in the middle of meeting till 1:30 in the night. And 1:30 I get a phone call that, Prabhu, there are 50 Chinese devotees. Can you take them around tomorrow to Barsana? I said, no way. The camp is stopped here. You know, our generators are finished. I don't think I can do this service. And we went to sleep after some time. And 4 o'clock when in the morning I got up, I thought, my God, from China 50 devotees are coming. It is like most of the devotees who are devotees there are very poor in finances. So for them, coming to Vrindavan is like coming to Hajj Yatra, you know, once in lifetime. They will not be able to come again. They'll gather money and, you know, plan for years together, and then for some time finally they will be able to come. And then they know when they are there they will not be able to come again. So I just instantly called her back and said, Prabhupada, I am very sorry, please bring them. And that was a very, very thick, foggy, coldest day of camp. And all these Chinese devotees wearing dhoti kurta came barefoot in the freezing land, you know. We came and took breakfast in the freezing time. We went all over Man Mandir and Dhangad and Mangad, Bhanugad, everywhere. And believe me, when I was talking in the different places, everywhere these devotees were crying like anything. I never saw Indian devotees crying in my classes. But every single place when I was talking, they were crying. Because for them, it is once in lifetime only. They will only dream that I am in Barsana. Maybe in the dream that will happen again. But in the reality, the physical contact with the land in the place of Mangad and the Katha of Mangad, it is like a only dream afterwards. Only miracle can bring them back. And so poor, you know. The only first time they are wearing dhoti in India when they are there. They have to leave all these things behind. They cannot just maybe as a antique piece they can take with them and keep it in the house. They cannot wear it there. So you see, when something which is for something which is you are very hungry, for example, and you don't have that, and you get that after some time, then you really, really relish it. You are really, really hungry, and even a dal rice will become very tasty for you. But if you are full, and you are given panchapakwan, you may not have any taste for it. You will just ignore it. So maybe we Indians are something like that. We have given the high birth and fortune and this pristine land of India, Bharat Varsha, and right from beginning we know Krishna, Ram and Narasimha. By birth only, somehow it is inculcated. We don't have to study. I didn't remember anything. I studied Ramayana, Mahabharata. But I think almost everything in Ramayana, Mahabharata, I know. So this fortune we have. So we may not take the association so seriously that we have been blessed with. Oh, we may think, yeah. We go to Saudi Arabia, then we'll come to know. Sometimes maybe his job will take you there. Not only a devotee will not be seen there, but you are under threat if you do anything spiritual there, according to your religion. So the point I'm trying to drive is that the rarity of association of devotees actually is true. It is not that it is just in scriptures and we appear to have a lot of association here. But the rarity is proved because how much we take of the association to transform our consciousness, that is what is the most rare of all the things. You may also get association in rarity, but how much do you really take it and allow yourself to get transformed to be closer to Krishna in future or now? So we have to meditate on this point. So whenever we get that, are we switching off all the buttons and only putting one button on of our transformation? I think answer is many times no. Mind is going in some other thing, some travel, something, some people who met, some business or deal, some today what we are going to do in the evening. It may divert us and distract us. Or do we switch everything off when kirtan starts? For that much more than 5 minutes. Actually we have to start practicing like that. Because when we are with the devotees, it is the most rare thing that we are getting, the most rare opportunity which will take us from here back to Godhead. No, sail through the Bhavsagar. So we have to really train ourselves that now I am with the devotees, let us switch off everything and let us keep that button on. Take everything, I will not say grab everything, but grasp everything within the consciousness and help ourselves to really uplift ourselves. And then that beautiful blessing that Lord has given us for satsang of devotees will yield its fullest possible fruits. So, Srila Prabhupada is very merciful actually. He has worked so hard. And his association is so powerful that even though he is not physically here, he is transforming the hearts of people. Madhvacharya Guru, one time I had said this, Srila Prabhupada is amazing. How he took risk when he was alive. And look at now, many acharyas when they leave, the moment just collapses. Almost becomes defunct, you know, just namesake, some photographs remain and something remain. But activity and everything becomes defunct. In Srila Prabhupada's movement, we see day by day, just things are booming and booming and booming. It's not just because I am in ISKCON, I am saying this. This is a fact. You go everywhere, flocks of devotees are coming in temple. You have to tell devotees now, please, those who are so-called not devotees, let them come, you don't come. What is this? This is the miracle of Prabhupada's association.
Many people feel he is still there, and then they after realize, oh, he is not there actually, he is in deity form here. But we all know, although we know it's a deity, but we know Srila Prabhupada is there. He is there in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, he is there in the temples of ISKCON. Wherever he is, his eyes are everywhere, his mercy is everywhere. You have to just connect with that. Connect to him. He is constantly present with us. You come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital and there are so many employees, they will tell you stories. How they were told in difficult times you should pray to Prabhupada. And how Srila Prabhupada responded. And they have firm faith. They may not be quote-unquote ISKCON devotees. But many people are there in the hospital who have firm faith that he is there. You have difficulties, go and cry to him and he will help you. It's a live example, it's a live experience. It's not just theory because I love him and I am propagating and doing false propaganda. It's a matter of faith. And people have that faith, those who are in touch with him. So, at the same time the association is very rare, but at the same time it is constantly available if you want it. There is a contrast, virodabhas, in this. And we need to take this very seriously. What we have received through Prabhupada is simply inunderstandable, like inconceivable. We can never fathom and understand what we have received actually. The best of all knowledges, the best of all guidance, the best of all association, the best examples, the best environment, the best philosophy, and the long durability of the philosophy. It's not that it's applicable only for 100 years. It's going to be 10,000 years. Long term benefit is available. Consistency is available. Quality is available. Substance is available. We go in different places, we'll understand. There's no substance available. The gorgeousness may be there externally in spiritual movements. But the substance that is required you to carry you forward to Krishna is not available. If it is available, it's very complicated to understand. It is simplified, accessible. Even the most low intelligence person also can be transformed completely if he accesses and is accessible. So many languages it is accessible. Which movement in the world has Bhagavad Gita in 85 languages? Accessible to all countries, in all languages. And such benefit of association is there that you go in Timbuktu, you will get beautiful explanation in that language, you will get prasadam in that country, you may be surrounded by meat eaters and cow eaters, but in the middle of that there is temple and you are totally safe from Maya there. Such beautiful situations you are provided in this day and age by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by mercy of his movement of ISKCON. And we have to really be proud of being part of ISKCON. Really proud of, we should be. We should not hide our identity as we are ISKCON. Because that is the hope for the future in the world. In future there will be no religion will be existing, and this religion, so much so called religious method in the people's words, will be the only religion in the world. The religion of ISKCON. We have to have faith that this will happen, because who is working? You see the franchisee that ISKCON has created. You see a devotee from any corner of the world, you see the same franchisee. 16 rounds, Mangal Arati, Prasadam, Bhagavatam class, and the routine and the schedule. Who has this franchisee? Not only institutionally, individually. Each devotee will appear same. You go anywhere, you identify, he is my God brother. He is in ISKCON. I mean, how much meticulous planning Srila Prabhupada must have done. What kind of purity he must have had, which has got such kind of effects and results. So we have to only be grateful for what we have received. And we are celebrating 50th anniversary of ISKCON tomorrow, day after and day after. We should only be offering prayers of gratitude to Sri Krishna and to Srila Prabhupada. And maybe pray to him that I can be of some use to you, if I can assist you. Whatever capacity Sri Krishna has awarded me physically, mentally, emotionally, intellectually, please, O Srila Prabhupada, use it for your service. Because I know it is my selfish benefit only. If I use that, I will be benefited first before anybody else gets benefited. So we have an opportunity to express our gratitude at this 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's movement. Whatever I have, whatever I can, let us offer to him at his lotus feet.
so that we will be first blessed and the whole world will be blessed. And more people can be connected with this great blessing and fortune that we have received in our life through Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. Hare Krishna. And then, in the next verse, it is explained that Emperor Yudhishthira gave generous gifts to the sacrificial priests and the members, took bath. As per the Vedas, he gave honor to all the Brahmanas. So this also commemorates that whenever we have any event in our life, the only authentic, bona fide, or a must ritual is to please the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Rest all are details. The essential aspect, whether it is Namakaran, whether it is marriage, or whether it is Antya Sanskar, or whether it is anything else, maybe Garbha Sanskar, Garbhadan Sanskar, Jati Sanskar, Upanayan Sanskar. The essential item is to please the devotees of the Lord by food, by sufficient donations, by hearing their words of Upadesh, and by that we please the Lord, when we please the devotees of the Lord. So here Yudhishthira Maharaj, after getting blessed with the Lord, by the Lord, he treated everybody who came, especially the priests, with very nice gifts and words of honor, worshipped them, bathed their feet, took their charanamrit. So this is an example. Yudhishthira Maharaj, although he is so big a king, but he is down to earth in front of devotees. He knows that I am today whatever I am because of the blessings of all those who have gathered here to bless me. Because they wish good for me, because they bless me, I can do some service to the Lord. He is not proud and saying, oh, I am the king, you know. We are all beggars. It's not like that. And then in the last verse, we can see, thus Sri Krishna, the Lord of all masters of mystic yoga, saw to the successful execution of this great sacrifice for King Yudhishthira. If we take shelter of the Lord, then we may get puzzled at many occasions, what to do, how things are going to happen, what I am, what condition I am in life, so puzzling. But Brihad Bhagavata Amrita says, in Sri Krishna it is mentioned there that all the worst things in life turn out to be best for those who love God. That means we ought to only keep loving the Lord, keep taking shelter of Him, and He will do everything else best for you. Even the worst situations, He will convert it to the best. I mean, to have a person like Shishupal in the ultimate event of your life, I mean, they were very humble, they will not take like the ultimate, but we know the world required them to become king. The world required Yudhishthira Maharaj to become king, actually. It was for the welfare of the whole world. So from the welfare of the world point of view, King Yudhishthira Maharaj's coronation was supposed to be a very important event. And there comes Shishupal, and he starts spoiling everything. He's waiting very crookedly that Krishna is selected, his Agra Puja is over, and now he wants to spoil everything. You can see, everything could have been nullified. And plus, even if he is killed, his blood will fall down. And further, even if he is killed, that also will be a detrimental thing. So Lord did a very high level of cauterization of all his vessels when he was cutting his head. Not a single drop of blood fell down. And very intelligently, Lord did everything. And Arjun and Yudhishthira Maharaj did not know what's going to happen now, how things are going to proceed now, in which direction. But keeping the hit, keeping the welfare of his devotees in mind, Lord did everything for them beyond imagination. So as we discussed earlier, if we have faith and we take shelter of the Lord with faith, then things will happen in your life beyond your imagination and will be always good for you. How wonderful, is it not true? We have such guarantee in our family members. If we do some things with faith, things may happen adverse. They may change mind selfishly, and I don't know what they will do at what time. You cannot keep complete trust. But here, with the Lord, when you take His shelter, you have to be rest assured, sleep assured, that things will always go good for you.
It may not be understood by you how good it is when I am having so much pain and so much suffering and so much bad things happening. But still, it will turn out to be only good for the ultimate good of the soul. And that how that is, nobody knows. How Krishna will now solve the problem of Durvasa Muni in the middle of the forest when we are about to get cursed like anything? Such a dreadful situation. But the way Krishna did, you know, unimaginable. He told Bhima, you go. Take the gada and go. He said, how will I go? If they come really after I go, I invite them, what are we going to feed them? And he made them belts over there with full stomach of kheer. They were just, you know, passing gas. And they were worried, if we go there, what will we eat? We are already feeling full here. So they ran away from there. Can anybody imagine that this will happen? Can Bhima imagine, or Yudhishthira imagine, Draupadi imagine? But this happened actually. This is not true. All throughout the battlefield, the departure of Bhishma Dev, the departure of Drona, departure of Karna, departure of Shakuni, everything was so well planned and managed by the Lord. Killing of Jayadrath, you can imagine. Arjuna was finished actually. But Sri Krishna did such a thing that in front of the eyes of people, Jayadrath was finished. How wonderfully Lord takes care of his devotees. He is committed to take care of his devotees. And it is said that the Supreme Lord, he is not controlled by anybody. He is the controller of everybody. He controls every single leaf that moves. But that same Lord who is most difficult to access, you know, yogis cannot see one ray coming from his thousands of rays from his toenails. Not one ray can be seen. That personality, so inaccessible for everybody else, for dhyanis and tapis and, you know, karmakandis and everybody else, vairagis. That personality, so easily accessible for our devotees. That is bound by the love of his devotees. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, please my lord, please stay for some time. And he said, yes, I will stay. And with his full family, full all queens, everybody had come. He didn't come only, kept his wife there, only came to attend ceremony because time is very less and I didn't have time to get them. No, everybody came. And they stayed over for a couple of months. Why? It's not that he had all the time in the world, no work, you know. Kya karenge? Udhar jaake bhi Dwarka mein kya karenge? There's no work there. No. The Supreme Person would have got it. You know, here when we talk about a CEO or talk about a President of America, talk about Prime Minister of India, you know how his time is important? Their appointments are sometimes 2 minutes, sometimes 30 seconds, sometimes standing, sometimes 1 minute. Even our Srinaji Prabhu also had such kind of appointments in the past, I remember. 5 minutes, 7 minutes. So the bigger the person is, his value of time is so precious, his time is so valuable. You can imagine the time of Sri Krishna, how valuable it must be. And that supremely valuable personality with supremely valuable time of his is spending months together with his devotees. Out of his own choice, not that he loves to fulfill his devotees' desires. So they lovingly requested, please my lord, please Keshava, please stay. And he stayed. And then when he's going, they are again crying, oh, when are you going? Why are you going? Kunti Devi is saying, why are you going? Now what I will do when you will go? When you were there, everything was fine. When you are not there, I don't know what will happen. All the auspicious things will run away. Maybe inauspiciousness will come again. When you are there, even if inauspicious things are happening, auspiciousness is maintained in spite of all the inauspicious happenings around. So Sri Krishna is a very beautiful, wonderful personality to be connected with. And we may not have had darshan of Sri Krishna till now physically. But enough of experiences of Sri Krishna's existence in our lives we have experienced. Collectively, in the temple history, individually in our life history. So many occasions where Sri Krishna's involvement is there. Clear cut we can, by the mercy of Guru we can say. All those difficult things have actually many times turned into better things for us. We have also experienced. So, our life is very glorious actually. By the mercy of Sri Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, our life is extremely glorious and extremely fortunate. We have to still realize it more in future. It's existing, it's there, that the fact is there now also, but the realization of that fact will grow exponentially as the time passes. We have to just stay on.
Just be there. Just stay on. Be with the devotees. Do not give up the company of devotees. Take them seriously and continue on. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or anything Brahmachari would like to say something? Anybody has any comments or questions? Prabhuji? It's like my spiritual kavach when you are sitting here. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.